Really? Well, yeah. We can find out whether you finished on good terms or not, because he was an absolute gun. You just pumped him up. Lachie Neal joins us. Lachie, congratulations on your game and the win. It's Kim Dillon speaking. You got Bryce Gibbs and Tommy Wilson.
Oh, g'day, guys. Thanks for having me on. And, yeah, it was a bit of a grind out there. The Crows really tested us out in that first half, and we weren't playing our best footy, but we knew it was going to be a bit of a grind. So to come out in that third quarter and kick a few early and silence the crowd was real credit to the boys.
Bryce Gibbs is our resident expert. He was just nominating you for the toughest player of the game. He hasn't got to his 3-2-1 yet. I asked him, did you ever bang heads with Lachie out on the field? How was the relationship with Bryce?
Yeah, pretty vanilla, I reckon. I don't think we had to do any arguments or any wrestles or anything. But I actually met Bryce. He probably doesn't remember it because I was just a kid, but in his draft year at Glenelg, I was from the southeast of South Australia and got taken into the rooms after a game when I was probably 13, 14 years old, and Bryce was about to get drafted number one overall. So there's a story for you.
The boy from Kobe Bolite.
We did. We had a good day at a grand final a few years ago too, from memory, Lachie, which was a good match. But certainly well played today. And what did Fake say to you at halftime? Because the Crows were dishing it up to you, and off the back of a couple of tough losses and good sides, they respond, and that's exactly what you did. So what was his message at halftime to the players?
Probably just to compete and run a bit harder than what we were. They were outworking us in that first half, and we put in a pretty disappointing half by our standards. Credit to the Crows, their pressure was really good and was forcing us into a lot of mistakes. And I think they were playing with a bit of a plus one, and we weren't really lowering our eyes well enough. So our ball movement was pretty straight line. So we had to change the angles and sort of bypass that spare, which we were able to do. And we manned it up in that third quarter and gave us sort of equal numbers in front of the ball.
Eric Hipwood's return, Lachie Neal, it's Tom Wilson. What does that do for the club, not just for your premiership opportunities, but just having him back after such a long layoff?
Yeah, it's awesome to see Hippy back out there. He's put in so much hard work over the last 10 months to get to where he is, and I thought he competed really well for his first game. We didn't expect him to come out and dominate. We just wanted him to give us a contest up there and let the guys like Charlie Cameron finish off the hard work, which he was able to do. So so good for us to have Eric back, and he'll build into the season nicely. It's good to get him back sort of before the bye so he can play a few games and then have a real impact in the second half of the year.
4-1 from Charlie Cameron. You stole him from Adelaide. You must be disappointed with what he served up the last 3 or 4 years, eh?
Yeah, he's been a shocking recruit for us, hasn't he? He hasn't delivered at all, but he's a star. He's an absolute energizer. Funny for us, he brings a lot of energy at training, in games, and I just love playing with him. He's so good to watch and so good to play with. He's an excitement machine.
Over the journey, we've interviewed Daniel Rich on numerous occasions. You talk about people being good to play with. He's an absolute ripper.
Yeah, he's my locker buddy. He's next to me every day. He's a pretty funny man, actually. He's another one that gets the guys up and about in the locker room and behind the scenes. You probably don't see too much of it in the public, but Richie's an absolute ripper, and he's getting better with age, I reckon. He was All-Australian last year, and he'd have to be in the frame again this year. So credit to him for just getting better and better as the years go on.
Now, the Lions, you'd have to admit, have been, I guess, struggled a bit in front of goals throughout the past few years when you've been contending. But this year, you're the number one ranked side tonight, 16-6. It was a pretty similar scoring shot count. What's been the secret to improving that this year, Lachie?
Probably just putting in the work. The guys, especially the forwards and our mids as well, have been putting in a lot of hours on the training track to finish off our hard work. It's the most underrated stat, I reckon, is the goal-kicking accuracy. So we put in the work. Another little thing that we sort of 1%er that we've added over the preseason is a bit of breathing technique, which is probably calming the guys down a little bit more before they take a set shot. Obviously, can't really do that in general play, but we've added that into our routine, I suppose, for goal kicking. So there are a couple of things that we've worked on.
So you go to 8-1 now, Lach. Fantastic start to the season, but as we know in this game, there's no easy games, and you head to Tassie next week against Hawthorn. That's always a tough one.
Yeah, it is. And last year we went there and got absolutely smashed. So that's one that hopefully we can redeem ourselves from last year. We put in a really poor effort. It was one of our worst games for the year. I think at three-quarter time we were about 50 points down and kicked maybe 7 goals or something in the last, which made the score look respectable, but we got smashed all day. So, yeah, hopefully we can redeem ourselves in Tassie and put in a good performance. The Hawks, they can play. They've had some really good wins. It's going to be a great sort of contest for us. And, yeah, if we can get to 10 games through the season at 9-1, that'd be a great start.
Last one, Lockie. The horse has probably bolted, but did you ever get close to coming to Port Adelaide or the Adelaide Crows? Did they have a crack?
I think the Crows might have asked the question at one point, but not really. I've got a lot of family in South Australia, but most of them are in the country about 3.5 hours away, so I wouldn't sort of be near them anyway. But I didn't think about heading back home too much, no.
Well, congratulations on the victory, a 36-point victory. Adelaide and Port Adelaide have inflicted a bit of pain on your club here at the Adelaide Oval over the journey, but you bounce back tonight big time. Congratulations on your game and all the best for the rest of the season.
Thanks very much, guys. Appreciate it.